anti-insurgency attacks spark growing debate on occupied countries' future, and Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez again calls on U.S. to stop meddling in countries' affairs after revealing declassified U.S. documents proving that Washington finances through the agency. Ongoing and deadly Iraqi insurgency attacks have sparked a growing debate on the occupied country's political future. On Sunday, a day after an audacious raid in Fallujah that killed at least 25 mostly Iraqi police officers collaborating with the occupation and wounded 30, a range of Iraqi and Western specialists concluded that Iraqi security forces will be unable to guarantee safety after the planned transfer of sovereignty on June 30. Occupation overseer Paul Bremer admitted in a CNN interview that there would have to be an international presence in Iraq after a sovereign government comes to power. Following a week of attacks that left more than 125 dead, the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council revealed that the American military had been negotiating what role they would play after the transfer. The chief United Nations representative in Iraq, Lakhdar Brahimi, warned over the weekend of the threat of civil war in Iraq and said that while the U.S. should hand over sovereignty, it would have to rather entirely revamp the way it intends to do so. Brahimi, who just finished a visit to Iraq, ruled out any possibility of elections before June 30, as Shiite demands for an early poll have pitted them against the Sunni Arab minority. Sunni Iraqis are also involved in a power struggle with the Kurdish minority, which hopes to expand the self-rule they've enjoyed in their northern region since 1991. The scenario has encouraged key Iraqi groups to resist coalition demands to disband armed militias, such as the Kurdish Peshmergas, who fought with U.S. troops against Saddam Hussein's military last year, and the Shiite Badr Brigade. Moderate Islamic writer Fahimi Mawedi has warned that the power transfer could provide the catalyst for civil war. In an exclusive interview over the weekend with Gulf News, former Human Assistant Secretary General and Humanitarian Coordinator for Iraq, Hans von Sponeck, stated that Iraq is on the verge of a breakup as differences between ethnic and religious groups are becoming increasingly difficult to reconcile. Sunday editorials and news dailies ranging from Pakistan's Daily Times and Egypt's Al-Akhbar to London's Independent and U.S. newspaper Los Angeles Times also warned of impending civil war in Iraq. South African Archbishop and Nobel Peace Laureate Desmond Tutu has called on U.S. President George Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair to apologize for what he termed as an immoral war against Iraq. In a lecture delivered Monday in London, Tutu said that Bush and Blair would reap a revival in credibility if they apologized for waging a war that left the world, in his words, a great deal less safe. He said it would be wonderful if politicians could bring themselves to admit that they are only fallible human creatures and not God, but that unfortunately they seem to think that such an admission is a sign of weakness. Tutu said that weak and insecure people hardly ever say sorry, and that it is large-hearted and courageous people who are not diminished by saying I made a mistake. The South African Archbishop, who was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1984 for his nonviolent struggle against apartheid, said the world is a great deal less safe because now there are many more who resent the powerful who can throw their weight about so carelessly and with so much impunity. He said the turmoil after the war proved that it's an illusion to believe that force and brutality leads to greater security. Now 72, the Archbishop is spending several weeks in Britain in his role as visiting professor in post-conflict studies at London's King College.